Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few inspirational moments with C. Melita Webb, where we share joy, loving thoughts, peace, and reflection. We are glad to have you along our journey. Today, I thought I would share with you a good way to start your day. You know, I think that when we close our eyes at night and if you say your prayer, if you meditate, however you close out your day and you might commune with God, that I'm not sure what you do because we all do different things. To me, when we do that and we make that final connection at night, we give to God our burdens, our sorrow, and our sadness. But I believe God hears the words that we don't speak. He knows your heart. He hears your cries. And He feels your spirit. So if you don't speak with God, He's still hearing you. I know a lot of people feel like they don't know how to pray, what to say, or what to ask for. But every thought you think, it's something God is hearing. And that thought helps me keep my mind clear of things that I wouldn't want the Father to hear. And so when you release the day's trouble, issues, or even the day's joy, hopefully, you close your eyes, you breathe deep, and you fall into a restful, sound, and peaceful sleep. To me, that's God's way of telling us to release the burden, to rejuvenate our minds, and to recreate ourselves the following morning. So when you rise to meet the new day, you can let old worries pass away. You don't have to worry if you didn't do something exactly right in your eyes. You don't have to be scared or think that God doesn't love you for a mistake you may have made yesterday, last night, or even last year. Because the Bible tells us that God remembers our sins no more. That means He doesn't hold anything against us. Often, we are holding on to what has hurt us the deepest, and we haven't released that over to God. That's the burden that you should let go when you go to sleep. It's something you have to work with. It's not something that happens automatically. It's not a miraculous, mysterious thing that nobody knows or can explain. But as you grow deeper in your faith with God, you recognize His love is there every day. And in unusual ways. Ways you may not have previously thought. You know, with me, a lot of times it's the little things. You know, I may forget where my inhaler is and I go, "Oh Lord, I need my inhaler." And before the words are out my mouth, my inhaler is somewhere that I can even see. Or I might say, "God, I'm not sure what's going on with me. But I know You always know what's going on with me. And it's okay if I'm a little unsure or confused about my day. Because it's a new day You have given me. And with that new day is a new blessing." And so I want you to think about that and to realize that God loves you, whether you are praying, talking, walking a life of faith. He loves you. If you don't know how to pray or know how to even begin to approach God, He loves you. And if you fall anywhere in between, or you previously had a relationship that you broke off for whatever reason, or you became sad, depressed, or just weren't continuing on the path that you believe God wanted for you, God loves you. See, there's nothing that you can do that will stop God from loving you. And that's why each morning when you wake, you are blessed with a new day. And so the next time you feel that you have done something wrong, or you wake up and your mind is still on yesterday's trouble, stop and think of the love of God. Think of the love of God and realize that His love washes the sin away. It doesn't mean that we go out and purposely do something wrong, because we know we will be forgiven. Because we know we will be forgiven, we ought to think before we act to make sure what we're doing is in line with God. So start your day fresh. Wake with a smile. Welcome God into your life. And that is your time with the Father. Doesn't matter how you greet Him, because that's between the two of you. You might call Him Creator, and that's fine too. The point is that you call Him, you acknowledge Him, and appreciate your life. Because no matter what you have been through in the past, no matter what you're going through presently, and no matter what happens to you from now on, you are one of God's beloved children. And nothing that you do will change that. Nothing anyone else attempts to do will change that. So don't be disgruntled. Don't think that you cannot change your life for what you know is better. And don't feel that you are not worthy. Because the moment God blew air into your lungs at birth, and even before that, the moment that you were conceived in your mother's womb, and even before that, before you were even thought of as a notion by your parents, God knew that He was going to create you, and He would love you forever. You are one of God's beloved children. Hold your head up, and when you can, share prayer, sing praise, and ensure that you have a joyful day. And so I'm going to wish you well on your journey. Know that my heart is there for you. I welcome your questions, your comments, and even your suggestions. Because together, we're going to walk and we're going to do great things. God will make sure of it. And we just need to be a willing vessel. So have a wonderful morning, a beautiful afternoon, and a fantastic evening of sweet rest. Until we speak again, hold God's love for you in your heart everywhere you go. Goodbye.